And this is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Mack. Too often, low-wage women workers have been subjected to sexual violence in their workplace, but their voices have oftentimes been silenced or eclipsed. We're off to join the formidable farm worker women leaders of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers for a major Harvest Without Violence March. The CIW women traveled to the Big Apple to demand a meeting with Wendy's board chairman and major shareholder, Nelson Peltz, in order to share their powerful stories and demand Wendy's do its part to end sexual violence in the fields. We join farm workers for a massive boycott Wendy's march through Midtown to the Park Avenue offices. We'll declare that farm worker women should not have to surrender their dignity for the right to put food on their family's table.
What an honor it is to have the Coalition of Immokalee Workers here! 25 to 30 CIW members drove 28 hours to be here for this action. Wendy's, we say, you have no idea who you're messing with. Yeah. And with that, we want to introduce the amazing Nelly Rodriguez and Sylvia of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
Yo soy Silvia y yo soy miembro de la Coalición de Trabajadores.
My name is Silvia and I'm a member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
Al no unirse al programa, ellos están apoyando los problemas que existen en México. Ellos están bien felices comprando sus vegetales, sus verduras en México, donde existen explotaciones con los trabajadores o niños trabajando en los campos. Eso no queremos. Queremos que Wendy's regrese de México a comprar su producto en Florida, donde hay trabajadores que ya están teniendo sus derechos de reportar los problemas que no existen en México, donde ellos están haciendo sus compras.
And we don't know what's wrong with Wendy's, why they're taking so long to think about this decision. Instead of joining the Fair Food Program, they have just shifted their purchases to Mexico, where there is sexual violence, where there is child labor, where workers continue to experience abuse, instead of joining a proven solution here with the Fair Food Program, where workers are having their rights respected, they can report abuses, and there are human rights in the fields for the first time.
Ellos tienen un código de conducta que está funcionando. Eso está funcionando en la memoria de ellos, pero no está funcionando con los trabajadores. Eso no es justo lo que están haciendo. Vamos a seguir luchando y gracias a ustedes que están aquí a la pie de lucha con los trabajadores. Las 14 corporaciones que ya están trabajando se ganaron también con el apoyo de ustedes.
We don't know what they're thinking. They have a code of conduct that they say is working, but we know that that's only working in their heads. Yeah. It's not actually protecting the human rights of farm workers. So we thank all of you as consumers for being out here, because the 14 corporations who are participating in the Fair Food Program have only come because of actions with you, and that is how we're going to bring Wendy's into the Fair Food Program.
The amazing Reverend Michael Livingston of Riverside Church, who has served with CIW for so many years, to tell us about this delegation that just tried to go inside to Nelson Peltz's office.
Listen, we've been thrown out of better places than this. They're afraid to talk to us. They're afraid of farm worker women and their children. We cannot eat food from a place that does not respect women, where women are not safe in the fields from abuse. The United Presbyterian Church, the Presbyterian Church in the USA, and the United Church of Christ have already voted to endorse this boycott. New York City Presbyterians have voted to join this boycott, and just about a week ago, the Episcopal Diocese of New York voted to join. So we are proud and honored to host the farm worker women and their families at the Riverside Church while they're here. People of faith are going to stand with farm workers from Immokalee until Wendy's comes to its senses. Boycott
Wendy's! Your burgers may be fair, but your food ain't fair!
Let's hear it for Kunisha and Victoria from SFA!
My name is Kunisha. I'm currently have the great opportunity to not only be interning but living in Immokalee. And on behalf of the students nationally, we're not only boycotting Wendy's, but we are demanding that Nelson Peltz use his power in the supply chain to end the abuses that are happening. The students will continue to demand and boycott Wendy's until Nelson Peltz get onto the table and understand the power that he has to change how the women are living and working in the fields. And to the coalition and to the farm worker women, we as students will continue to amplify your message and to educate thousands around the nation that they should be standing up for your rights.
As students, we face sexual violence in our campuses. 65% of women in college campuses are victims of sexual assault and harassment. But in the field, this number is 80%. Even though sexual violence and assaults and harassment are systemic issues, the coalition has found a way to end this in the fields by signing on to the Fair Food Program and being able to almost eliminate sexual violence. But Wendy's has said no to this. They have said no to signing on and to protecting farmworker women. But as students, we have a power, not only as consumers, but as people who are also in this fight, to say no and to boot Wendy's off of our campuses and to boot the Braves until Nelson Peltz signs on to the Fair Food Program.
Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. Say what?
Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. Say what? Ain't no power like the power of the people, because the power of the people don't stop. Say what?
We are thrilled to have with us Rabbi Rahel Khan Chaster of Truah, the Rabbinic Call for Human Rights. It's been Truah's pleasure to be one of the major Jewish allies of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers.
This past May at the Wendy's shareholder meeting, when a rabbi from Truah asked Nelson Peltz when he would meet with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and Truah, he said that he didn't need to meet with us because he had enough rabbis in his life. What he doesn't understand is that until Wendy's signs the Fair Food Program, he'll have not just plenty of rabbis in his life, but plenty of all of us. Consumers, students, farm workers, people of faith, bringing the message of fair food to his doorstep until he does the right thing. A delegation of women rabbis and women farm workers came to this very spot to try and get Nelson Peltz to meet with us, because we as rabbis, as women, want to stand together with the farmworker women who have said, we are making changes in our own industry and you need to listen to us. But would he let us in? No. That's why we're all here together, to be united, to stand up for justice and tell Wendy's that until they come to the table with the coalition and join the Fair Food Program, we will be saying, boycott!
Wendy's!
Boycott!
Wendy's!
We're about to hear from some very special CIW members. The CIW Youth!
Hola, mi nombre es Jorge y vengo a Nueva York representando a los niños de Immokalee.
¡Eso!
everyone. My name is Jorge, and I am here representing the kids of Immokalee.
Estamos aquí porque estamos lado a lado con nuestras madres que también están luchando con nosotros.
We are shoulder to shoulder with our mothers who are fighting for justice.
Sabemos que nuestras madres o otras señoras que trabajan en los campos enfrentan acoso sexual y muchas otras cosas que no nos gustan.
We know that our mothers and other women in Immokalee face sexual violence and other things that we don't like.
Entonces, vamos a seguir luchando con nuestras madres hasta que ellos firmen el acuerdo.
So we're going to keep on in the struggle with our mothers until Wendy signs the Fair Food Program.
My name is Irvin Rodriguez. I am the son of Nelly Rodriguez, and I represent the kids of Immokalee, and we are fighting so Wendy's can join the Fair Food Program. We're out here because Wendy's and Nelson Peltz are always going to Mexico and other countries to get the tomatoes. And in Mexico, some farm workers face sexual harassment, and we don't like that.
Let's hear it for the kids who came all the way from Immokalee and teenagers! Next up, we have the great honor of having peace poets in the house.
When I say people, y'all say power, people, people. And when I say estamos, you say juntos, estamos, estamos. It's so good to be with you. We are 2 out of the 5 peace poets. It's an honor to be able to be here with the workers and their families. We want to sing together. Are y'all down to sing with us? We have an important message that's very simple. Let me hear you say, you are not alone.
You are not alone.
We are in the struggle with the workers.
We are in the struggle with the workers.
No están solas.
No están solas.
Estamos en la lucha con las trabajadoras.
Estamos en la lucha con las trabajadoras.
Sing so they can hear you upstairs. Sing so they can hear you in these cars. Sing it so they hear you across the country. No están solas. No están solas. Estamos en la lucha con las trabajadoras. No están solas. No están solas. Estamos en la lucha con las trabajadoras. Más fuerte. No están solas. No están solas. Estamos en la lucha con las trabajadoras.
Make some noise for yourselves. Tonight I just got here from work, and I work with young people, teenagers in the Bronx. And the way that we closed our session was by saying what they wanted the workers to know. If you believe that these trabajadoras are our leaders, I need you to say, she is my leader.
She is my leader.
I fight for her.
I fight for her.
There we go. And the other part is in Spanish, and it just says, queremos libertad por cada trabajadora.
Queremos libertad por cada
trabajadora. Let's go.
She is our leader, and we are fighting for her. Queremos libertad por cada trabajadora.
Más fuerte.
She is our leader, and we are fighting for her. Queremos libertad por cada trabajo.
2 veces más.
She is our leader, and we are fighting for her. Queremos libertad por cada trabajador.
Gracias, les queremos.
Give it up for Peace
Poets! Thank you to everyone, and we hope that you will take this message of hope for justice to your communities, to your campuses, to your families, everywhere, because we are hopeful. We continue to take this message of hope everywhere.
We're in a very elite spot in New York. There's a lot of signs here. complaining about Wendy's, but why don't you tell us what brings you to 49th Street and Park Avenue to talk about your story?
Yo soy Nelly Rodriguez y soy parte de la coalición de trabajadores de Immokalee. Estamos aquí porque tenemos un poder bien fuerte. Aquí está este señor, Nelson Peltz, presidente de la mesa directiva de Wendy's, y hasta la fecha de hoy, rehusado a tener una entrevista con nosotros, una junta.
My name is Nelly Rodriguez. I'm a farm worker and a member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. We're here gathered as farm workers and allies of farm workers in front of the headquarters of Trion Partners, a company run by Nelson Peltz, who is also the chair of the board of Wendy's, the largest actual shareholder in Wendy's as well. We've been trying to speak to him about the Fair Food Program, and so far, unfortunately, he's refused to even meet with us. But we know that he is in a position where he is able to help us create the change that we're seeking.
Talk to us about the Fair Food Program. Why is it needed? What is it?
El programa por comida justa es un programa que hemos desarrollado los trabajadores del campo, que funciona con la participación de corporaciones, los rancheros y nosotros como trabajadores del campo. Hemos diseñado demandas para mejorar las condiciones, mejorar los sueldos, acabar con los abusos, el acoso sexual y la violencia en el campo. Entonces las corporaciones no pueden comprar tomate de los ranchos si no están respetando estas tres demandas hacia los trabajadores.
So the Fair Food Program is a worker design program collaboration between participating buyers, participating growers, and of course, very importantly, farm workers themselves. The Fair Food Program is based on three demands that we've made of participating buyers. These three demands are things that the current participating buyers have agreed to. The first is that they pay just a penny more for every pound of tomatoes that they buy, which helps ensure that farm workers picking those tomatoes make a living wage. The second, they agree to buy from participating growers who are upholding a worker designed code of conduct. The third is that a very important piece of that code of conduct is a zero tolerance policy for sexual harassment and violence. With these pieces, these participating buyers, growers, and of course farm workers themselves are putting an end to human rights abuses in the fields, including sexual harassment and violence.
Why don't you tell our listeners about your personal experience as a woman farm worker and now as an activist?
Todos los que somos parte de la industria agrícola en la costa este de la Florida, cuando estamos en el trabajo, hemos experimentado mucho lo que es el acoso sexual, violencia, y te estoy hablando de patrones que anteriormente usaban ese poder para humillar, acosar sexualmente a trabajadoras, prometiéndoles o amenazándoles cosas para de ese modo ellos lograr su propósito. Por muchos años las trabajadoras hemos tenido que soportar esas humillaciones y no queremos que siga pasando esto. Queremos seguir luchando para que se nos respete nuestra dignidad, y la solución es que las corporaciones tomen esa responsabilidad y se comprometan a participar, corporaciones como Wendy's.
Our story is really a community story, and as farm worker women, we're here today talking specifically about a history of sexual abuse and violence that's happened in the fields. For so many years, crew leaders and bosses working in the fields were able to commit these things totally unchecked, with impunity. They would threaten women in the fields, they would sexually harass and were sexually violent toward women without any sort of accountability. And we're here as women farm workers saying it's time to put an end to that. Actually, there is a verifiable way that we have to put an end to that, and so now we're inviting Wendy's to be a part of that program, the Fair Food Program, to say this can happen no more, and we're going to do our part as a company to ensure that these things no longer happen in our supply chain. And so that's really why we're here today.
Y bueno, Nelson Peltz es el presidente de la mesa directiva de Wendy's, y él tiene el poder de traer a Wendy's a comprometerse a acabar con el acoso sexual, y puede hacer que haya más respeto en las cadenas de surtidores de Wendy's. Nelson Peltz no ha hecho eso. Ya hemos hecho llamado por 4 años, están llamando a que sea parte del programa y se ha negado. Están ahora comprando tomates de México, de los ranchos, donde sabemos que existe lo que es acoso sexual. Ese rancho ha recibido demandas por no pagar a 400 trabajadores y también por tener a niños trabajando ahí.
We're here specifically today also to make that demand of Nelson Peltz, that he do his part in the powerful position that he occupies to bring Wendy's to the table with us as farm workers. He is the chair of the board of Wendy's. He's the largest shareholder of Wendy's, the chairman of the corporate social responsibility committee of the board of Wendy's. And so he really has a powerful role to play in bringing Wendy's to do the right thing. But unfortunately, right now, Wendy's is instead choosing to stand on the side of violence and impunity and continues to buy from Mexican growers where there is an endemic situation of violence and sexual violence towards women working there. We've also seen situations where hundreds of workers have gone unpaid on those Mexican farms, as well as child labor. And so there's really a decision that Wendy's is consciously making here, and we know that there is an alternative, and that's really what we're inviting them to do today, is to choose that alternative and stand with us as farm workers and join the Fair Food Program.
We are hearing story after story in the United States about the sexual harassment of women. They are victimized and have no recourse. I'm wondering what you have to say about women who have been at the mercy of patrones, of bosses, who have, of jefes, who have been really aggressive, sexually harassed, I dare say raped and abused women who have been subjected to sexual harassment, sexual violence and abuse.
Esto es algo que es un tema que ahorita está como levantando muchos comentarios y mucha atención hacia el acoso sexual que enfrentan, por ejemplo, las artistas de Hollywood, que enfrentan las personas que trabajan en otras industrias y en otros trabajos. Y sí, es feo para cualquier mujer estar pasando por un acoso sexual por el simple hecho de sacar adelante a su familia. Es algo que no se debe de permitir y estamos en contra también nosotras de eso. Pero se habla de un porcentaje muy alto, el 80% de mujeres que sufren acoso sexual sin otra opción, sin derechos, ni ayuda de ningún tipo, son las mujeres agrícolas. Y no se escucha esto, siendo que las mujeres agrícolas son las que cosechan las frutas y vegetales que alimentan a todo este país.
Yeah, and so this is a topic, sexual harassment, sexual violence towards women, that's gaining a lot of attention right now. And we see that many women in Hollywood, for example, are speaking out. Many women in powerful white-collar industries are being heard, and that is very important. Obviously, we stand with those women, and we think that it's very important that they are able to take action and have some recourse. But we're also here shining a light on the fact that farm worker women and women in other industries as well are facing these same sorts of things. And in fact, in the agriculture industry, for example, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, about 80% of women have faced some sort of sexual harassment or abuse on the job. And that's an extremely high percentage. And so what we're saying here today is that this also needs to be recognized, and we also need to do something to put an end to that. And that, again, is why we're here today, because we have a solution to put an end to that, that we're asking Wendy's to be a part of.
So how does this fair trade demand that you are putting towards Wendy begin to deal with the kind of misery that women have faced from the growers?
Esto es algo que no lo decimos nosotros, que la solución para acabar con el acoso sexual y la esclavitud y la violencia en la industria agrícola en la Florida es el programa Por Comida Justa, porque hay una consecuencia para los abusadores que están haciendo este tipo de acoso o de violencia en los campos y que no respetan este código de conducta, estos nuevos derechos que hay para los trabajadores. Las corporaciones, que ya tenemos 14 que también están apoyando para que haya estos derechos y protección para las mujeres, no pueden comprar su tomate de los ranchos cuando sucede un caso de acoso sexual.
There are a couple of really important components to the Fair Food Program that help put an end to sexual violence and abuse in the fields. The first is that worker voices are at the center of this, that they themselves are frontline advocates for their own human rights. And the second is that there are very real market consequences. Participating buyers who are part of the Fair Food Program are saying, we are not going to buy from growers who continue to let these abuses to happen. There's a zero tolerance policy. policy, and they've agreed to actually cut their purchases from those growers if these things are found to be happening. So it's a real incentive for these growers to proactively ensure that sexual violence and harassment are not happening in their fields. And currently there are 14 corporate buyers who have joined this program and are a part of creating that change.
And indeed it's time for Wendy's. It's overtime, and you certainly won the hearts and the minds of the people here. You're absolutely splendid, and we will be there to support our sisters, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. We've been speaking with, who is my firebrand, who is my wonderful sister here?
Nelly Rodriguez.
And who is our spectacular translator?
My name is Joe Parker. I'm an ally.
Thank you both so much.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And I've got one more. Tell us the importance of being here.
I am thrilled that over 200 people came to this protest. Everyone from different universities, from high schools in the area as well. Such a diversity of people here in solidarity with Farm Worker Women. 33 people from Immokalee traveling over 28 hours to be here in New York City just to ask for a meeting with Nelson Peltz. And to not even have a meeting with them is shameful. And that's the reason that everybody came out here in support. And we've only seen the support and these protests growing. The Coalition of Immokalee Workers is going to be here until they sign.
Who are you?
My name is Patricia, and I'm a representative with the Alliance for Fair Food, which is the national network of consumers across the country that supports the Campaign for Fair Food and the Coalition of Immokalee Workers in their struggle for dignity and human rights in the field. The CIW is doing an incredible job of uncovering abuses and so strategically understanding where the power lies in the industry and how to turn it on its head so that it benefits the most vulnerable among us, led by the most vulnerable themselves.
What do we do to make sure that happens?
Excellent question, and you're asking the right person.
Uh-huh.
What you need to do is to visit the boycott-wendys.org website and join the boycott. That means signing up to our email list and receiving calls to action that come out periodically. So the call to action for people in New York City was to come out to this protest. Hundreds joined in. It was amazing. The call to action for everyone else across the country was to pick up the phone and call Nelson Peltz's offices. And that, like that, there are mobilizations that happen at Wendy's headquarters across the country. There are moments in which we call on all consumers to organize a Wendy's manager letter delivery or to organize a protest. The next one coming up is January 18th, when we're calling on clergy to organize a witness outside of a Wendy's restaurant in commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the 30-day hunger strike that six workers led down in Immokalee back when they were still challenging the growers, before they realized that the power in the industry lie in the corporations. In commemoration of this nearly 30-year struggle, and in understanding that we have to continue the struggle to make sure that these human rights reach all workers. That's January 18th, and again, the website is boycott-wendys.org.
We're going to see you in indescribable multiples on January 18th. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.